Fiat. October 19th, 1938. One who lives abandoned in God finds in Him the paternity, the refuge, the hiding place. The Fiat, support and life of all creation. How God winds like a clock the soul who wants to live in it. I am in the arms of the divine volition, although under the nightmare of the hardest pains, such as to move the whole of heaven to pity and make it run to my aid, to give me strength in such a painful state. My Jesus, help me. Do not abandon me. I feel I am succumbing. How hard my state is. But while I was saying this, my sweet Jesus, more than a most tender mother, stretched out his arms to me, clasping me to himself, and uniting his tears to mine, all goodness, told me, "Poor daughter of mine, your pains are mine, and I suffer together with you. Therefore, courage, abandon yourself in me, and you will find strength for your pains. The soul who abandons herself in me grows like a child who is kept under the care of his mama, who swaddles him to let his members be strengthened, nourishes him with her milk, holds him in her arms, kisses him, caresses him, and if he cries, she mixes her tears with those of her baby. So, the mama is the life of her child. Oh, if the little baby didn't have his mama, how badly would he grow without the one who would feed him with her milk, without swaddling clothes, without anyone to warm him. He would grow sickly, weak, and only a miracle could make him survive. Such is the soul who lives abandoned in my arms. She has her Jesus, who acts as more than a mother for her. I nourish her with the milk of my graces. I swaddle her with the light of my will, so that she may be strengthened and confirmed in good. I hold her tightly to my chest, that she may feel nothing but my love and the ardent beating of my heart. I rock her in my arms. If she cries, I cry with her, in such a way that she feels my life more than her own. She grows together with me, and I make of her whatever I want. On the other hand, one who does not live abandoned in me lives inside herself, isolated, without milk, without anyone taking care of her existence. The soul who lives abandoned in me finds her refuge in my pains, the hiding place in which to hide, so that no one may touch her. And if anyone wanted to touch her, I will know how to defend her. Because touching the one who loves me is more than if they touched my very self. So I hide her inside of me, and I confound those who want to strike the one who loves me. I love so much the soul who lives abandoned in me, that I make of her the greatest portent, such as to astonish the whole of heaven and leave all confused those who believed they could strike her and leave her covered with shame and humiliation. Therefore, to the so many pains that we suffer, let us not add this pain, which would be the most painful. You're not living abandoned in me, and I in you. My daughter, Let them talk and act, as long as they don't touch our union. Indeed, no one can enter our secrets, the abysses of my love, or prevent me from doing what I want with my creature. Let us live from one single will, and all things will be in order between you and me." Then he added, with even more tender love, "My blessed daughter, my fiat is the support of all creation. Everything leans upon it. There is nothing which is not animated by its power. If it wasn't for my fiat, all things, even the creatures, would be nothing other than many painted pictures or like inanimate statues, incapable of generating, vegetating, or reproducing any good. Poor creation, if it wasn't for my will. And still, they don't want to recognize it. What sorrow, to be the life of everything and feeling suffocated in the very things created by us because they do not know us. What bitterness. If it wasn't for our love and we were subject to change, we would withdraw our will from everyone and from everything, and all would be reduced to nothing. But since we are immutable, and we know with certainty that our will be known, wanted, loved, and that everyone will possess it as more than one's own life, we therefore wait with an invincible patience that only our divinity can possess and endure, for it to be recognized. And we do so with justice and our highest wisdom, because we never do useless things. If we act, it's because we want our reward, that is, to receive glory and honor from all our works, even from the tiniest little flower of the field. If it were not so, we would be like a god who is unable to appreciate or give the right value to our own works. Therefore, it is our justice that our will be known as life of everything, so that we may obtain the purpose for which we created the whole creation. Now, you must know that as the creature wants to do our will and enters into it, she remains rehabilitated in it. She is rehabilitated in the sanctity, in the purity, in the love. She rises again in the beauty and in the purpose with which we created her. She loses the evils of the human will and begins the life of good. As soon as my will sees that the soul wants to live together with it, it acts like one does with a clock that has stopped. By winding it, it starts ticking, marking the hours and the minutes, and becoming the guide of man's day. In the same way, seeing the soul stopped in good by the human will, as she enters into my will gives her a divine winding, in such a way that the whole of her being, human and spiritual, feels the new life and virtue of this divine winding by which she feels invested. The divine winding runs in the mind, in the heartbeat, in everything. And with an irresistible force, it runs in everything that is holy and good. This winding marks the minutes and the eternal hours of the divine life in the soul. And oh, how she runs in all that is divine. We rehabilitate her in everything. We let her run everywhere within the immensity of our sea to do and take whatever she wants. And even though she cannot embrace our immensity, yet she lives in our sea. She nourishes herself on it. She keeps embellishing herself with our beauty, She clothes herself with the royal garments of our will. Inside our sea, she finds her rest, the chaste embraces of her Jesus, his mutual love. She shares with him joys and pains, and grows always in good. My will becomes her life for her, her predominant passion. Our winding makes her run so much that she gets to form her own little divine royal palace within our sea, which is inhabited by the sacrosanct Trinity. As we delight in this fortunate creature, filling her with ever new graces and gifts. Therefore, take to heart the living Narfiat, so that we may find in you the joys and the glory of the whole creation, the purpose for which we created it.